Ash and Flooring.
Good morning. Is Walt available?
1 second.
Thank you.
See the brands we carry, request a free consultation, and more. Our website also provides you with information on our commercial and residential installation services. That's www.fashionflooringllc.com. We appreciate your patience during this brief delay, and we're working to return to your important call as promptly as possible. Nearly a decade in business, Fashion Flooring and Lighting has extensive experience in helping our customers create the perfect look.
Hello, it's Walt.
Hey, good morning, Walt. This is Zach from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you today?
Doing fine.
Good, good. I just wanted to follow up. I've had a couple conversations over the past couple months, and you had expressed some interest in our working capital program. Had asked me to revisit or just give you a call back in mid-June to see if there was any need there still.
What is your program again, please?
It's a working capital program. You had expressed some interest in just paying down a tax lien and one actually looking into bringing on some capital for inventory as well. And it's a cash flow based program based on for your gross annual sales.
Okay. What do I need for qualification for that?
It's a very simple process. It's a one-page application. We need to look at some bank statements, the first couple pages of your tax return, and then any information on the current loans that you have that you wanted to pay down. Once I receive that, get it over to underwriting, and we can make an offer to you inside of 24 hours. If you like the offer, then we can get you funded in roughly a 48-hour process. It's very expedited.
Pretty quickly. A little background about Fashion Flooring. We filed 13 back in 11. We just got discharged about 5 or 6 months ago.
Okay.
Do we still qualify?
Yes, that is. It's a non-issue.
I've had a couple NSFs over the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
Payout that screwed me up and really screwed me up.
Is it a pretty significant NSF?
Well, no, they were satisfied the same day.
Okay.
100 here, 1,000 here. I think I had a total of maybe 5 of them.
Okay. Was it like back-to-back-to-back days?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Currently, if we were to, because part of the process, towards the end, we would pull up a month-to-date statement, would you be current? I mean, being, be above negative in those statements?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. I mean, it will cause a little bit of concern, but it does not disqualify you at all. I would just want to be as transparent as possible.
I like to know as much as I can up front before I go forward.
Certainly.
Once I go forward, you pull my report, and everything is negative. If you decline me, then everything goes negative for me. It's a lose-lose kind of a situation.
Absolutely. I agree.
How can I solidify that before you pull a report or do anything?
Well, let me ask you a couple more questions. Like, what would you rate your personal credit currently? Is it, average, above average, a little below average?
I'm about 650.
650? Okay. So just a little bit below the national average, and that's not a concern. And then gross annual sales, I know that you had said you do upwards of almost 1 to 2 million a year.
We do close to 200 a month. So the math on that puts about 2.1.
Yeah, okay. I mean, that's another, something that'll work in your favor as well. I know that you had those NSFs. With regards to the tax lien, where are you at with that? Do you have a program in place, a payment program?
A payment plan set up with that.
Okay.
But
so,
if you pull, you'll find there's 3 small ones locally here I do need to take care of. I think the total accumulation's like less than 2,000, and I plan on taking care of that this week.
Okay. Again, that's not going to disqualify you. The most important thing is to have a plan, having that plan in place for the larger lien. That shows us that you are taking action to take care of this, to remedy the situation. So, again, that's not going to count against you. What other kind of questions do you have for me?
Do you look at my financials?
As far as we look at the tax return, just to see what the gross annual sales was, because it is a cash flow based program.
Well, I was profitable in 2014, well, 13, but I did not. I was not profitable in 2015.
Okay. Do you have the 14 with an tax? The 2014 tax return with an extension that would show that you, yeah, that would show that you are profitable.
No, I have not done that.
Okay. How about a profit and loss sheet or a balance sheet of any sort?
I have those.
Okay.
The P&L for 2015, I lost about $40,000 there. 2014, I made profit, and 2013, I made profit.
Okay. So, in 15, have you done those tax return yet there or no?
Oh yeah, they're done.
Okay. Well, what are the gross annual? What was the gross annual sales that year? Because that's what we really look at.
Roughly 2.1, I believe, 2.1 and change.
Okay. You know, just based upon that, you know, our program works. It's 10 to 15% of your top line revenue. So I mean, yeah. So we could definitely do something for you with you with regards to that.
Well, it sounds like we've had a conversation before. I'll be honest with you, I forgot. Sorry.
Yeah, we had one actually in March, and then one in April, and then one in May. They've been in consecutive months, about a month apart.
Everybody uses the criteria to qualify. I guess it's kind of a moving target, and I want to make sure that I go forward in a positive direction.
Right.
What do you need for me to go forward?
So we have a one-page application. We would look at 6 months of the most current bank statements, so May back through December. The first.
How about this? Can you do me a favor?
Sure.
I'm sorry. Is this a loan that's more that's is this like a funding where it's out of sight, out of mind, nobody would realize, or is this something that's being reported?
It's reported as in. I mean, this will go on your business credit if.
Yep.
Yes, so this would be reported, of course.
Okay, so it's a taxable situation.
Yes.
Good.
So what I could do is just shoot you. I have Walt at Fashion Flooring. Is it Fashion Flooring Lighting?
ANDlighting.com.
Okay, I can put together a list of the things that we would need to see what we could qualify you for.
Okay.
And then I will attach, there's a company overview on there as well, so you can take a look at what we do, you know, how long we've been in business, and you know, that sort of thing. And then again, my contact information will be on there as well. So if there's any questions, you can reach out to me directly. I'll be more than happy to answer anything that you may have.
Okay, whatever you need, just send it over onto the email. But now this is reported, so I get how can I say that? It's my credit report was able to track this.
So we will look at if your Experian credit.
Yes.
So yes, it will. And then there's also there's incentive at the end of your tax write-offs with regards to the interest for the loan as well.
Got it. Okay, that's it. That's
yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. What was your first name?
And my first name is Zach. Zach Miller.
Okay, Zach. You got my email address. Send it over here, and as soon as you get it over, I'll take care of it today.
Sounds good, Walt.
Put your contact information so I give you a call if I have a question.
Certainly, certainly. It should be arriving in 10 to 15 minutes.
Zach, I appreciate that.
You're welcome, Walt, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye.